Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
It's time to stop. It's time to stop, okay? No more. Where the f*** are your parents? Who are your parents? I'm going to call Child Protective Services. It's time to stop.
I just had a thought.
Are you sure?
I'm watching TikToks, and I come across a lot of 20-year-olds that are married. And I'm like, how did I... Great. I love that for everybody.
It's jealousy. Like feeling shortchanged when somebody else is getting all the attention.
But how did I end up here? Because I'm a 33-year-old teenager.
They are who we thought they were.
Oh, we know. You didn't need to tell us. I was going to say that. But let's start here. Well, we could start with the ratty t-shirt. We can start with the supposed to be edgy sleeve tattoos, hand tattoos. It's all a mess. It's all a mess. We could also touch on the fact that you even have a TikTok in your 30s.
It's just something about that that rubs me the wrong way.
Here's what you don't get. You're not special being a 33-year-old who has the mind of a 16-year-old. I would say most 33-year-old women have the mind of a 16-year-old. But you just show it a little more visually. Like, you're not trying to hide it at all. But hey, do what you do. Say what you want to say. But one thing I don't want you to do is try to give advice. Because nobody should take advice from a 33-year-old, 16-year-old.
Bars.
When I end up on that side of TikTok, I'm like, I'm not supposed to be here.
You make $1 million on OnlyFans. No guy gives a fuck because we know how selfish you guys are. You'll never give us financial access. We know your nature. We know you want to hoard money for your kids. We know you guys are going to hoard the money for yourselves. You've no woman in history has ever took care of a man for 99 years until his heart explodes in his fucking chest. You guys can't even do a couple years without getting your dry. It's pathetic. So we know we're not getting your money. Now, if we do get your money, right? Because if you have money as a woman, you're either a hoe or Hillary Clinton ugly. Right? You're either Hillary Clinton or OnlyFans.
There's some truth to what he's saying, you know? If a woman's hot and got a nice body, her having money is going to be correlated with that somehow, some way. Even if it's she got the job opportunity she got because she was hot and fit. Or she's directly selling her sexuality online or somewhere else. Because even if you are a smart, talented woman, if you're hot, that's going to play a part in your career, whether you want it to or not. Even if you could have made it there without being hot, it's still going to be a major factor.
Inconsiderate prick! You're a prick!
But there is one group of women out there who are willing to go out and work for money day in and day out and then come back and give it to a man.
We should get away from any peeping toms, right?
There's no in between.
I have definitely dated guys who are not as financially well off as me, and I have...
Where they at?
Where are they?
Gotcha.
Why did you abandon them? They're hurting. They're about to kill themselves because you women never kill themselves. We've got a genocide against our gender. You abandoned
Why
a man making less than
I abandoned
well,
him?
Where is he? Do men initiate divorces and breakups?
Is it possible that he broke up with me? Is that
you got dumped by a broke dude?
They're good on the spot when they can just insult a man and they know, you know, he's probably not going to say anything because he doesn't want to stir up trouble at the dinner party or whatever. But when they actually have to go back and forth with a man who's willing to go back and forth with them, all that quote unquote wittiness goes out the fucking window and they get real frazzled real fast. And then they're probably going to either get mad and start screaming or start crying.
And she'll get away with it because you want to come on her face.
So now I've been going through shit in my life. If you don't know, go to my last video, okay?
I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck about you.
While this is all going on, my client comes in and tells me she found a guy for me. That he's the best, you know, nice Italian family, and he's so cute. I said, okay, show me a picture of him.
Ma'am, I already know where you're going. He was ugly. First off, you're no supermodel. Second off, you're a loser. If you're this age and you're still struggling to date in the romantic world, you're a complete bottom of the barrel loser. I don't care how attractive you are. If you couldn't figure out how to do the easiest thing on the planet for a halfway decent looking woman to do, you're past pathetic in the dating market. So any man, an ugly man, a short man, a broke man would be doing you the favor by being with you or giving you any time of day. Do you understand?
Don't tell me you're innocent, because it insults my intelligence.
They can't get past the whole I'm a certain status based on how I look. Dating market status is not solely based on what you look like, especially when you get in your 30s, and you're definitely in your 30s. 18 to 23, okay. After 23, you actually got to be a decent human being.
And I don't want to do that.
I'm living my nightmare. It is a monster. It's in my head.
Do you want access to 2 to 3 exclusive live streams a week that won't be available to my regular subscribers?
Not really, no.
Are you tired of listening to these stupid ads?
Yes.
Do you want access to over 70 exclusive unseen episodes?
No. No need.
Do you want to see my videos at least one day early and be a complete Alpha Chad or a G'd up Tyrone?
What kind of shit is that?
Then I got news for you, champ. For $5 a month via Subscribestar or Patreon, you can get all that. And if you want the convenience of staying on YouTube, you can join the YouTube membership for $10 a month.
Man, get the fuck out of here, nigga!
Such a nice body goes to gym like you, this, this, and that, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, all right, show me a picture of him. Why the fuck you talking it up so much? Show me what he looks like. He looks like Elmer Fudd. He's bald. He's got the nose.
You, like, seriously, you would just be better off just being alone and just jacking off the porn. Honestly, you'd be 100 times better off not dealing with any of this.
You look like Elmer Fudd on the inside, bitch. See, being somewhat attractive isn't gonna make a relationship work. You know what I mean? You can't rely on your looks to keep a man. And like I said, you're no model. But it's just, you're going to try to downgrade this man. You're going to try to talk down on this man and belittle this man on the internet. You're garbage. You're trash. You're a terrible, terrible person. And you don't deserve love. How about that? Just based on this short clip.
Sorry, you're just a terrible human being. And the world will be such a better place if you didn't have access to TikTok. If it were up to me, guys, TikTok access revoked. In fact, I'm going to put you in an asylum and have like some 3 hours a day with a psychologist so we can try to reverse all that indoctrination that you've been through.
But because she did all the work for me, I feel obligated to say, all right, I'll try it out. Like, I mean, I guess even though he's not my type physically, maybe, like, he's funny, you know, like, maybe.
I'm sorry for hating you for being such a bitch. She's going to end up in a white padded room with a street jacket like this.
So now it gets better. She gives him my number and he texts me and then says, oh, can we talk on the phone? Which I was like, all right, he's older than me. And I go, okay. So we're on the phone, we're talking, and I can already hear, like, he's from the Bronx. I'm from Staten Island. The vibe is vibing. Like, okay, whatever. So, yeah. So, mid-conversation.
I could not be with a woman who talks like this. No disrespect. I'm sure there's some good people in the world, good women specifically in the world, who talk like this, but it would just throw me off.
I can't do it.
I would feel like I'm talking to a mob wife or something. It would just throw me the fuck off.
Get the fuck out of here.
At this point, talking for 5 hours. Okay, mind you. And we talked about everything. He goes, that picture she showed me, is it like a recent picture? Like making sure that I'm cute because he's good looking and he can't be dating someone that's below standard for him. Okay? All right. And he had the audacity to say,
I got a feeling he didn't look like Elmer Fudd until after he humbled her. And now she's retroactively saying he looked like Elmer Fudd. Now it all makes sense.
Sly son of a bitch.
Things aren't always what they seem. There's always something more that meets the eye.
And she wanted to make it seem like she was doing a solid. You know, she was going to do an ugly guy a solid. That's why I don't believe these women when they talk on the internet, man. I don't believe these women when they say they're dating ugly guys, giving ugly guys a chance. They're only ugly after he cheat on you. They're only ugly after they play you. What a coinky dink.
Isn't that a big coincidence? That's a coinky dink.
He goes, I'm a good looking guy. Like, I'm not...
Okay, we roasting. Look at those hands. It looks like you work in a coal mine. Your hands look like you're the heavyweight champion of the world. Your hands look like you a hardworking man from the 40s. Just, oh, never mind. Never mind. What the hell do you do for a living, ma'am?
Extremely handsome. I'm not like that. But he goes, I know I'm a good looking guy. All right, bet. So send me the picture. What the fuck? He sends me the picture. He goes, this was me in the restaurant the other day. All right. The picture comes through my phone, and I'm on the phone with him. And...
What's all the giggling about? You ain't got to giggle. You know what I'm saying?
Are you laughing, biatch? You find it funny?
He has one eye looking straight, and the other one's going left on the turnpike. And I'm like, wait a minute, time out. You're worried about what I look like.
Yeah, he hurt her feelings bad. Something he said in their conversation hurt her feelings pretty bad. Because she's really trying to go in. When women try to go in on a dude like this, she's hurt. Because if he was just so ugly and he was insignificant, she wouldn't have took the time out of her day to make this long TikTok about this whole situation.
I know. You right.
And another thing I want to touch on. Women don't realize how bad they're coming across because they're not self-aware. Like, I don't think she realizes that she's coming across as a terrible, terrible, terrible human being right now. But I'm glad women are not self-aware in that way so men can know who to stay the fuck away from.
And your eyes can't... I don't even know which one's looking at me. I don't know which one to look at. And now I have to sit in front of this guy on a date on Friday.
You don't find that suspicious?
And thank God he said, he goes, we could do something brief. It don't even got to be crazy. Just like, let's meet up. Like,
so she's still going to go on a date with him. Look, man, you want him to like you. Let's be honest. Women have no problem being mean to somebody. I mean, we know looking at this TikTok, she doesn't have a problem being mean. She's on the internet dragging this guy. But she wants us to believe she got such a warm heart. She's not going to cancel the date, though. You know, she want to honor her word and be a good person. But she's making this TikTok. If she didn't want to go on a date with this dude, she wouldn't go on a date with this dude. Fucking period. And here's the thing. If you're so great, why did you have to take a recommendation from a client and actually start talking to the guy? If you got all these great guys knocking down your door because you're so great, why did you have to, you know, step down and even give this guy a chance?
Next question, please.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.